Newer arrivals here in Seattle may know the name Emmett Watson because of Emmett Watson's Oyster Bar in the Pike Place Market. But for more than 50 years, until his death in 2001, Emmett Watson was a Seattle fixture as a columnist for the Seattle Post-Intelligencer and later the Seattle Times. Emmett Watson founded Lesser Seattle, a parody of Greater Seattle. He was advocating whimsical schemes to keep people from moving here. Back in 1992, I had a chance to interview Emmett Watson about his book, Once Upon a Time in Seattle. One of the stories he recounted was the kidnapping of 9-year-old Weyerhaeuser heir George Weyerhaeuser in 1935. That was not long after the sensational kidnapping of Charles Lindbergh's child.
The Lindbergh child was murdered, and that was a terrible, terrible thing. And then along comes a Weyerhaeuser thing. Why, even in those days, Weyerhaeuser was a national name. And, boy, it was really explosive around here for about 8 days. Mm-hmm. And they took that kid and took him over to Spokane. They actually treated him pretty well. There was never any thought of killing him. They turned him loose, and two of them were just dumb people, you know, Whaley and his wife, and the other guy's name I can't remember. He was more of a hood. But basically, it was a wild, wild time.
And it's also a great newspaperman story.
Oh, yeah.
It was a newspaperman
about Johnny
who got
Dreher.
To return the little boy to his family.
Yeah, wasn't that great? Johnny Dreher was the golf writer on the Times, a nice guy. He was about 58, 59, kind of working his way toward retirement. And he happened to be down there early, and that phone call came in, and he, wow, and the Weyerhaeuser boy had been turned loose. So he got a taxi cab and headed out for Issaquah and drove down the road and found him.
And actually, he saw the family, which actually found the child. The father of the family was driving George.
Uh-huh, that's right.
Was driving George back into town, and this reporter saw the car go by and recognized the kid, pulled him over, got the kid out of the car, drove back to the Weyerhaeuser mansion to deliver the kid, expecting to be swept up and greeted and thank you for bringing our child back. But
instead, he got pushed in the face,
pushed out the door, and the door.
But what was neat about that too was the Johnny was a journalist, so he had George sit down on the back, you know, while he'd interview him going in. He was taking notes all the time they were driving into Tacoma, and he came out with a real world's exclusive story at that time.
Front page stuff. He did really well
page,
with that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm speaking with Emmett Watson, and his book is called Once Upon a Time in Seattle. You know, as I was reading it, the title sort of implies a mythic time, and I was wondering whether the years had gone by and made you kind of soften some of the edges. It sounds like Damon Runyon in some ways. And in reality, a lot of those people that Damon Runyon wrote about, I suspect, were what we'd call today sleazy. And they were crooks and they did bad and terrible things. Mm-hmm. As you write about it, it seems almost like a romantic, a mythic time.
Well, maybe that's true. Maybe I can be faulted on that. I don't know. But I certainly looked upon Roy Olmsted, notwithstanding the fact that he did illegal things, as a highly unusual man. He didn't swear a lot, and he didn't smoke, and he was honest and all that. Well, this is an unusual guy. And he had a cultivated wife, born in England, and it was maybe I did soften some of it. I don't know.
But it's a great story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Emmett Watson, Once Upon a Time in Seattle. Thanks very much for being with us on Seattle Afternoon. We appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks a lot.